C-minus 67. 10 Downing Street, London, England. Unable to sleep, John Cole paced his office like a caged bear. Now that William Godfrey was on the defensive, following not only Timo Fiori's statement of intent to compete in the arena of space research, but also Billy Kendrick's claim that the full details of the Kerguelen bolide were being hidden from the public, Cole was more desperate than ever to publicly prod the GSC chairman. Recent comments from Billy, normally no ally of Cole, had captured the public's imagination and nudged the narrative's direction towards that of the kind seen a year earlier. Now, to Cole's delight, there was talk of cover-ups and leaks, as well as comparisons between Godfrey's GSC and the pariah-like Richard Walker's IDA. Dan McCarthy hadn't yet waded in to pile further pressure on Godfrey, but Emma Ford's presence at Timo's side ahead of Sunday's Focus 2020 panel offered Cole a modicum of hope that this might change. Jack Neal, Cole's right-hand man, was currently on the way to New York to take his own place on that very panel, and Cole had high hopes for how it would all turn out. For very different reasons, Godfrey was a common enemy of both John Cole and Timo Fiori, and as the panel drew nearer, Cole felt quietly confident that Emma would encourage Timo to take a pragmatic approach along the lines of the famous old axiom, "My enemy's enemy is my friend." Godfrey, as an apparent concealer of truth, was also an enemy of Billy Kendrick, another panelist who would be appearing via satellite, and more importantly, of the individual with more public goodwill than any other well-known figure Cole could think of, Dan McCarthy. Jack was an expert at forging profitable alliances, however temporary, and he had already encouraged Cole to take heart from the fact that Timo hadn't distanced himself from Cole's supportive comments over the reciprocity controversy. Cole glanced at his alarm clock and saw that the morning's hour was no longer all that small. It was now an hour which could be fairly described as either very late or very early. "It's still late," he decided, crawling into bed for a better-than-nothing rest. A devious smile then crossed his face. For whatever the hour, Godfrey's days on top were well and truly numbered.